In their last joint appearance before the November 4th election, Senators McCain and Obama clashed on how best to revive the U.S. economy and spare Americans from pain and dislocation stemming from the continuing financial crisis. McCain took a strong stand against any new federal taxes and said Obama's plan to raise taxes for high-income earners would harm small businesses and ordinary Americans.
Why would you want to increase anybody's taxes right now? Why would you want to do that? Anyone in America? When we have such a tough time, when these small business people like Joe the plumber are going to create jobs, unless you take that money from him and spread the wealth around.
Obama stressed he wants to cut taxes for middle-income Americans and said McCain represents a continuation of President Bush's economic policies.
On the core economic issues that matter to the American people, on tax policy, on energy policy, on spending priorities, you have been a vigorous supporter of President Bush. Now, you've shown independence, commendable independence, on some key issues like torture, for example, and I give you enormous credit for that. But when it comes to economic policies, essentially what you are proposing is 8 more years of the same thing, and it hasn't worked. And I think the American people understand it hasn't worked. We need to move in a new direction.
Unlike previous debate encounters where McCain and Obama spoke from podiums or took turns standing in front of a town hall audience, this debate had the two men seated close to each other at a single table. The proximity was intended to foster direct spontaneous exchanges between the candidates and to make it harder for either to give a series of pre-rehearsed mini-speeches. The formula seems to have worked. McCain, who repeatedly went on the offensive to challenge Obama's positions and statements, pressed his rival on his connection to a 1960s radical, William Ayers. He also mentioned Obama's ties to a civic organization, ACORN, that has been accused of voter registration fraud.
Mr. Ayers, I don't care about an old washed-up terrorist, but as Senator Clinton said in her debates with you, we need to know the full extent of that relationship. We need to know the full extent of Senator Obama's relationship with ACORN, who is now on the verge of maybe perpetrating one of the greatest frauds in voter history in this country, maybe destroying a fabric of democracy.
Obama, who seemed determined to project calm and an even temper, took the opportunity to speak on the Ayers matter, which has been the focus of much media attention in recent days.
40 years ago, when I was 8 years old, he engaged in despicable acts with a radical domestic group. I have roundly condemned those acts. 10 years ago, he served and I served on a school reform board that was funded by one of Ronald Reagan's former ambassadors and close friends. Mr. Ayers is not involved in my campaign.
The wide-ranging debate also explored health care reform, trade policy, the negative tone of political advertising, judicial nominations, abortion, and education. During the debate, both campaigns issued statements rebutting their opponents' arguments. Both campaigns claimed victory moments after the event ended. Post-debate polls will explore the American public's verdict on the debate in coming days. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Hempstead, New York.